Good morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We are going to have an amazing time today. We started a sermon series based on a book of John Bevere called Driven by Eternity. And we had our first, bring it up. And people who are going to help me preach today. And so we are going to really have great time together. Last Sunday, we talked about eternity and really tried to understand eternity. But the Word of God says it is impossible for a man to understand eternity. And so we talked about that. If you missed that sermon altogether, just go back online on YouTube, Facebook, and just listen to that sermon so that you get the context of what we are really talking about. And we'll be spending a few weeks, the entire month of October, just talking about eternity. It is important to think about that because it relates to all of us, our life. And it is a reality. Our life is not just accident. Our life is it's important life. It's very valuable life. And God has put a lot of value on our life. He has brought us into this world and given us life with purpose. So just come on up, everyone who is helping me, has given us a lot of, with a lot of purpose in our life and has placed a lot of value. And we also talked last Sunday that the eternity, it's impossible to understand eternity intellectually, but God has put the idea of eternity in every person's heart. And the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, it says, He has put eternity in their hearts, in the people's heart, in our heart. So we understand eternity in our heart, but we cannot comprehend with our mind what eternity is all about. And we talked all about that, what it is. And so today, it is important for us to really understand that each one of us, whether we like it or not, we have a limited life on the face of this earth. So God gives life to each one of us, and we are not here to stay permanently on the face of this earth. I think everybody knows that. But sometimes we are not prepared for that within our mind and soul. So we use the language sometimes like this. We say, if I die. It's not that. Every one of us are going to die, right? And so that's the reality of life. And God has given us life on the face of this earth, so it is really important for us to think through how we live our life. We have a choice. God has given us free will to make choices in our life, and we can choose however we want to live our life on the face of this earth. It is completely our choice, but God has given us a direction how we live our life and how we build our life. And he says that on the Word of God, if we build our life, it is going to be amazing. But as we finish our life on the earth, we have an eternal life. And it is not a mythical story, but it's a reality. That how we will spend our eternal life and what happens, what the Word of God tells us, what happens, it's important for us to reflect. And so the reason why it is important for us to know all these things is because, and the reason I'm standing here speaking these things to you and everybody who will listen and everyone speaks about that, the different churches and, you know, preachers, it is not because, you know, the crowd in the church increases. It's not about that. It's not because, or your church has to become huge and big. It's not about that. But the reason you want to speak about that is because, first, God loves you so much, each and every one of you. And he cares about you in such a depth that his desire is that you spend your eternity with him in heaven, with a lot of comfort and joy and happiness. That is his desire. He doesn't want you to spend our eternity in a place called hell, which is a miserable place. So we want to kind of understand that whole idea today. You know, John chapter, and we talked about that. John chapter 12, verses 48 to 49, it says this: there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. This is the word of the Lord. And for I did not speak on my own all these things, Jesus is saying, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken to you. And so Jesus is saying, be careful as you build your life. It needs to be built up upon the word of God, what I have spoken, and shape your life. So today we are going to listen to the story. And I decided, instead of me telling you a story and speaking all the time, which will be very boring, the whole big story, that's fine. it's okay, you can laugh, that's fine. I have all these great people here who are going to help me tell the story. So the story is this, and it is a kind of, you know, Jesus used parables to tell the story and make the point. And so we are going to use the parable. It's a story. It's a parallels kind of a story. So a lot of names and the places have been replaced by kind of imaginary kind of names and the places. So this story comes about where there is a place called Aphabel. And a place called Aphabel where there is a king, Jalen, who is the king there, and his father who has empowered him to be a king. And he's a very just king. He's a very, you know, loving king. And he is a king who is also very, you know, just but loving and merciful as well. And there are citizens in the Aphabel where there are beautiful homes and the life there is so amazing. There is an amazing peace there. And people are living there with a lot of joy and happiness. And there is no sickness there. There is no crying there. And the life is just amazing. There's greenery and you can imagine the place that could be just perfect place. And 1,000 times you multiplied, just imagine a vacation spot that is just perfect. You know, everyone has that dream vacation spot, right? Which is amazingly perfect. And you multiply that by 1,000 times and 1,000 times, and this place is like that. And everything is just amazing. And so King Jalen is there, and they're just living just amazing place. And people are, the citizens there, just, you know, are so happy and full of joy. And then there is a place away somewhere where Jalen is kind of connected to, it's kind of place called Endale. And there is a school there where every person who is from the birth to age 15 goes and learns different things in the school, and everybody has to go to school. And they learn about Jalen and what he has taught and the principles of Jalen and how to live your life and so on and so forth till the age 15. And then after 15, age 15, these folks have been are graduated and they have been given an opportunity to live in the place called Endale as a citizens there. And then each person lives their life and they have been given some startup amount in their life to kind of start up their life. And then as they live their life, one day comes and everybody is called back for the day of judgment in an Aphabel there, you know, in a hall there, and everybody goes, and there are thousands of people appear there, and some of them are separated into two halls. One is a hall of life, and another is hall of justice. And most of the people are divided, are go into the hall of justice, and they have been judged, but in the hall of life, they are also judged. And there are very few people in the hall of life. And so that is the setup here. So today, I want to introduce you some of the folks who are the resident, and they are in the school right now. So you're below 15 years old, Don. Thank you. And praise God for that. And these folks are going to school, and they have a different names, and they are just having amazing time at the school. So I want to introduce them at the school. So here is, and she's a girl, but she's playing the role of a man. His name is, do we have a, okay. So his name is Independent. And so she's going to introduce. After Independent comes Deceived. His name is Deceived. And he is living in place of Endale. And then comes Selfish. And then comes Faint Heart here. And there's a reason why these names are like that. You can imagine. And then comes a Charity here. And I'm going to play a small role, and I'm going to play a role of Double Life. I'm a teacher in the school. So you can imagine. So let's go. Let's understand how the life unfolds in the in place called Endale. And so let's learn about Independent. Go ahead.
I am Independent. I'm a student at the Endale School. At school, they talk about Aphabel, but I doubt that Aphabel exists. I'm not sure if this place called Aphabel exists. I don't think that there's someone called Jalen who even exists. All the expectation Jalen has from my life is just a scam. It is a way to keep all the students in control of the teacher. This is the reason I do not like to attend school and community gatherings. I do not like to learn about this imaginary kingdom. Everyone who believes in the laws of Jalen is not thinking right. Their brains need to be checked. I like to think my life on my own terms, and I don't need Jalen's law. I have no problem following Jalen as long as it serves my purpose. I don't like to surrender my life to anyone, not even Jalen. I'm going to live my life on my own terms.
So there are probably lots of people who fall into that category in this world. They say, man, I'm independent. My life, I'm going to live it my way. Who cares about anybody? That's me. So that is independent for you. So the second person is Deceived, and Don is playing that role, and so let's learn about Deceived.
Hi, my name's Deceived. I live here in Endale. I go to school in this place. I don't really question the existence of Aphabel. I believe in King Jalen. I am delighted in his promises. I believe everything the school teaches us, mentally and verbally. I like to go to school and attend community gatherings. I also go to a special function of the school. I live my life contrary, however, to the laws of Jalen. It is one thing to believe in this guy, but it's difficult to live according to his laws. I influence my friends to come and join me in my lifestyle. I don't want to think too much about Judgment Day. independent, and I are good friends. Okay, we have different opinions about Jalen, but we get along with one another. I like to enjoy life, and I am independent, and I have several similar interests.
So that's deceived. And there are lots of people in the world who thinks that, hey, I put my faith in God, or in this case, King Jalen, and as long as I learn about God, I acknowledge God exists and all that, that's all is needed. How I live my life is a different story, though. So I can believe, and I can talk, and I can pretend, and I can act out, however, you know, so to speak, godly ways, but in practice, I can live life very different. So that is deceived. So let's go understand who faint heart is. Let's learn about faint heart.
My name is Faint Heart. I'm the most enthusiastic of all the students at the school. I'm very active in the class and respond to and actively participate in all school discussions. I like to promote student participation in the extracurricular activities at the school. I like to get students involved in the community. Many students and teachers tell me that I'm very passionate for Jalen's cause.
So that is Faint Heart, very enthusiastic, loves Jalen and his ways and you know, wants to bring in people, just very passionate about it, and that's how she is living her life in the school, wants to learn more and more. But let's pause and we will know how Faint Heart, you know, takes the journey later on and how her life kind of ends up with. And so we have Charity. And Charity is amazing, and let's learn about Charity.
My name is Charity. I take Jalen's teachings very seriously, and I wholeheartedly believe in who Jalen is. I've learned Jalen's teachings, but also learned the heart behind these teachings. I want to know what the will of Jalen is, and I also want to spend time understanding his will. I love to spend time in studying Jalen's teachings, and also give time for the good of the school and the community of Endell. When I am 15 and graduate from school, I will have the opportunity to make the difference in this land of Endell. I want to live my life to give glory to King Jalen. I don't want anything else I do to come in the way of giving glory to King Jalen. I love Jalen and cannot wait for the day when I will meet Jalen in person. I obey what Jalen asks me to do, and I speak freely about him to others. Many people have ridiculed me, and many times I have been isolated because of my trust in Jalen. I have suffered for my stance about Jalen, but I am firm about my loyalty to him.
So Charity is here, and she is firmly believes in King Jalen. She has been ridiculed because of that, and it is kind of difficult for her to live life in Endell because what she believes in. And so she is very serious about that. So that's Charity for you. So here is Selfish. And so he goes to school, and let's learn about Selfish.
All right, well, my name is Selfish, as you guys already know, and I do believe in Jalen's beliefs and teachings. I'm very vocal, about the existence of Affable. I do believe that King Jalen is a very gracious, kind judge and a ruler, and will be very, very gracious to all who profess allegiance to Jalen. I have missed out on some of the key teachings of Jalen, that he is a just and holy leader, as well as a loving and merciful. This is the reason I have developed a distorted view of who Jalen is. I am very sure that deceived, faint of heart, and charity are going to be a part of Jalen's glorious kingdom. Why not? Affable. But I am not sure about independent, because she is too resistant to the teaching of Jalen. I believe that all who acknowledge Jalen verbally and live a life that does not break, like the major laws at least, will enter affable. If I break minor commandments of Jalen, it's really not a big deal, it's okay. As my name suggests, it is all about me, myself, and I. Everything good I do is about what benefit I get out that is good. Once in a while, I get involved with compassionate activities here and there, but at the end of the day, it's all about what I'm able to gain and what matters to me.
So that's just selfish for you, you know? He's a good-hearted guy, you know, but it's all about himself. So that's the reality. Now, they've been going to school, you know their life, and you by now you know who is who, their names. And so they go to school for 15 years, and it's a graduation day. They graduate from the school at the age of 15, and as the Endel's custom is, everybody is given the startup amount based on their capacity, based on their ability, and what gifts they have been given, and how they have learned, and all that kind of thing. So, and they start their life as a contributor to the city of Endel, and they start building their life. So we are going to learn how each one of them is living their life, and we are going to find out a lot about how they are really building their life in Endel. So let's go to Independent first and learn how Independent is building his life or her life.
I rarely attended classes at the school. I really don't believe what school taught. Once in a while, I think that what school taught may be right, but I don't think it is. Because of my behavior, I'm not sure how much money I will receive to start my life after graduation. I was handed my startup envelope, and when I opened it, I was very surprised. I received $55,000 to start my life. This amount is more than double the amount Charity received and more than Faintheart received. I'm right when I say we don't need to believe in Jalen, and his teachings are just to keep us in control. Charity and Faintheart are wasting their time talking about Jalen. This is all a scam, and these teachings are just to keep all people in control and become free thinkers. After I celebrated my graduation for a couple of weeks, I realized that I needed to set up some business. I'm a bit worried that my money is disappearing fast and I need to do something. I started a car dealership. This business took off and many people started buying used and new cars from my car lot. Many of my friends from school came and used some of their startup amount to buy cars. I started becoming financially well settled and because of this, I expanded into other businesses and started making more money. I became rich and realized that I would purchase happiness and influence the community. I expanded my lifestyle to a more affluent lifestyle. I do not believe that I need to follow any of Jalen's teachings as I live my life, and because I have money, I can have many relationships. I don't like to attend weekly community meetings, but I do support a few community projects. Life is good, and many people respect me as a good citizen of Endel. I'm a hardworking person, and that's all that matters.
So that is Independent and become a sales dealership person, really has made the money, and living a life that would anybody would envy in this world. Does not believe in Jalen or any of that things, and that's how he decided to live. But I forgot to introduce one more character here, a double life. That is me playing, I'm playing that. And I'm a teacher. My name is Double Life, and I'm a teacher in the school. And I'm 25 years old, and that's what I look like, right? Yeah, that's right. And then I'm very popular and a gifted teacher. So everybody wants to attend my classes, and it is so amazing. And I do very sincerely teach everybody about the laws of Jalen's and how they should live their life, and everybody enjoys my classes. and the students are just, you know, just having fun in my class. But as my name suggests, double life, I have one way of living in the school when I'm a teacher, and I live different lifestyle outside the school, which is very opposite of what I'm teaching to the student. So I really, heart of heart, I don't really care about Jalen, and I'm not really following his laws or whatever he teaches me to do. I'm just living my life on my own, and I believe I'm, as a private citizen, it's my way of living, and which is very contradictory to the teachings of the Jalen. So that's me, double life. So let's go and learn how deceived built his life and learn about that.
After graduation from school, it was time for me to live a real life. I got $40,000 to start my life. I decided to celebrate with Independent, okay, and for a couple of weeks. We had a great time. I'm happy about the money that I received to start my life, but I am sure happy that I got more than charity did, okay? This has affirmed my distorted view of Jalen, that he is extremely merciful. And if I do a few things in my life that Jalen does not like, well, that's okay. That's okay. As I started my life, I did not keep boundaries with my relationship with some of the girlfriends I had. Oh, okay. And I believed it was okay because Jalen is loving and merciful. He understands that through this is against his teaching. As long as I affirm my allegiance to Jalen, I'm fine. I'm fine. I believe that all my faults are covered by Jalen's love, even if I disobey in the areas of my relationship with girlfriends. Okay. I started my own business as a home builder, and my model home was amazing and people liked it. Though it was difficult to get frequent buyers because they thought my houses were very expensive. I had to sell my house for a lower price. Because I had to drop the prices of the house, I started using lower quality material for building the homes. And yet kept telling people that I've been using high quality materials. Sometimes I used material that went against even the code. I had many people sign up to buy my homes, and the business has finally taken off. But I started receiving a lot of complaints about the homes that I had built. Some of them wanted me to repair them because they were under warranty. That was because I used poor quality material for building my homes up. I was tired of these complaints. Because of this, I decided to change my business to land developer. I can buy land, make that land buildable, and sell it for profit. This way, I don't have to build and receive complaints all the time. After the land is sold, my responsibilities are over. I found land that was very cheap, too good to be true. I was all prepared to buy this land and found that this land had problems. The land was a floodplain. Only a few people knew about this. I needed to do proper geological testing of this land before I made this land for building. Only a few people knew about this, and I gave some money after a little call to a councilman that I knew in Endel, and we got the land approved for building. Life was good, and I started making a lot of profit through making deals on other land that were faulty.
So that is deceived, and you know, great businessman, probably very respectful, but he has his ways. You know, he will bribe, he will do different things. He was doing unethical business, and he thought that as long as he believed in Jesus or Jalen in this matter, and just say it out loud, goes to the community meeting and all that kind of a thing, he should be fine. You know, all these side deals of his, it's not a big problem. He can live that kind of a life. So that's him. So let's go to Faint Heart and understand how Faint Heart built her life and what happened to her.
I was very happy to graduate from school. I was excited to receive $40,000 to start my life. As I graduated, I went shopping with some of my friends to celebrate my graduation. After some time, I applied to be a teacher's assistant at the school. When the application process was going on, one of my friends named Gossip told me that one of our common friends, Slander, told the headmaster of the school a few bad things about me. I was very hurt about that and had a lot of anger towards this friend. I thought I would never get a job, but to my surprise, I got the job and I got to work with a really amazing teacher, Double Life, who was a very well-known teacher, and it was a dream come true for me to work for him. As the name suggests, Double Life, he was an amazing teacher, but he lived a different life outside of the school. I liked him, and we fell in love. The relationship maybe lasted for a while, and we did not live according to Jalen's law. This was a bad thing. But later on, Double Life broke up with me, and I was really angry. Now I had resentment against my friend Slander and Double Life. I was a victim. I resigned from the school because I could not work there anymore. I started a beauty salon. I stopped going to weekly meetings and also stopped mentioning Jalen's name and believing him because I was angry that wrong things had happened to me. I grew harder in my heart and was very bitter as well.
So that is faint heart and how her life has shaped in the place of Endale. So we just heard that story. So let's find out about Charity and how she built her life.
I was so excited about graduation. I will now have an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the people at Endale. I received $25,000 to start my life, and I'm happy about it. I donated $2,000 back to the school for their land purchase drive. This was because I was thankful to them for what they had done for me and for teaching me well. I plan to start a restaurant with the remaining money. I love anything related to the culinary arts. My business skills will be useful to me as I start a restaurant. I contacted a few talented chefs and created a really good restaurant menu. I have now launched my restaurant and it is an immediate success. My restaurant has become a place for the community to come and spend their time with one another. My restaurant owns an award, and I give thanks to Jalen for his wisdom and strength that he has given me to get this award. I'm also grateful to my employees because they work very hard to make my restaurant successful. I'm grateful for the prosperity that I have because of this business. I support the School of Endale with donations, and I also support the community. I like to work in the school's community soup kitchen. I have regularly given 25% of my restaurant income to the school and the community. I'm grateful for all the blessings I have received. After 5 years, I am pleased to say that $200,000 has been donated to the school and the community from the income from my restaurant. I always like to help people who work hard, but I have difficulty making ends meet myself. I teach them Jalen's principles and teachings. I always tell them that whatever I have done is because of Jalen. Even though my business is successful, I am never invited to business people's gatherings. Many think I'm too radical about Jalen. I am not discouraged because many isolate me in the community. I do love to go to the weekly community gathering and offer myself with whatever they need help with. I am blessed and my life is full of joy because of Jalen.
So that is the life of Charity, the way she has built. Let's go quickly and learn from Selfish how he has built his life.
Well, after graduation, I was really happy to receive $75,000 as compared to what the others had received. But I didn't want to show off with the attitude of pride because I know the teachings of Jalen about this. With this money, I started to invest the money and the money started to grow. I became very stable financially and had no financial issues or problems. As a result of all of this, my popularity started to grow. I bought a big house in the nicest part of Endell, and because of my popularity, I started inviting the government officials, famous sports players and personalities, business executives, and many others over. They enjoyed being at my house, and I enjoyed the hospitality. I quickly became the most connected person in the community. After a few years, I decided to run for the mayor of the city of Endell. I won the election pretty easily, and I started serving as mayor of the city of Endell. As a mayor, I had to make many difficult decisions and resolve many problems. As the population of Endell was growing, the schools needed to expand. They did not have enough money. School as a nonprofit started to raise money, and I supported their efforts and donated a good amount of money towards the school fundraisers. The school had enough money, and they wanted to purchase the land that they were looking for. During that same time, a big departmental store went to purchase the same land, who would bring taxes and revenue to the city of Endell, and also create many jobs in the city. The city council was divided on the issue. Looking at all the benefits for the city, I voted in favor for the department store. My decision was a disappointment for the followers of Jalen, but others applauded my decision. So during my second reelection, I felt really bad for the school. So I donated a sizable amount of money to the school, and they were able to purchase land for school expansion. Many followers of Jalen were now happy with this decision, and it looks like I'm probably going to win the second term.
So that is the selfish who becomes the mayor, and that is how he builds his life. So we kind of got the glimpse of his life. But as the Word of God says, that the day by day the Lord observes the good deeds and the bad deeds, done by godly people, men and women, and the others, and gives them eternal reward. And so how we build our life, and we have some examples here, and maybe we can identify ourselves, not entirely, but a little bit here and there. But then comes a time of judgment, and today we are just going to look at about three people's judgments, or maybe four people's judgments, and the time comes where they are kind of dead and they are gone, and the time of judgment has arrived. And so let's understand and walk through their experience, starting with Independent, how Independent's experience was at the day of judgment, based on how he has built his life. Go ahead.
I received a summons to go for a judgment, and I arrived for the judgment. I arrived at the Great Hall. It was spectacular. There were 15,000 people waiting there. I was taken to the Hall of Justice. There was also another hall that is called the Hall of Life. A few hours passed, and I was waiting in the Hall of Justice. I saw many were taken away from the hall to face the judgment before Jalen. With me were Faint Heart and Double Life and Deceived. I was hopeful that I would receive positive judgment along with me. Others became hopeful. I looked at the citizens of Affabel, who were present everywhere. I saw many I knew. They looked very radiant, and there was unexplained peace and happiness on their face. The architecture and the whole ambiance of this place were beyond my imagination. While I was there, I saw someone I knew who was a citizen of Affabel. Her name is Goodness. She's a little older than me, and I remember how she was ridiculed for her faith in Jalen. She looked radiant and amazing. I saw four royal guards come into the Hall of Justice, and they called my name. I was very nervous. I told my friends that it was now my turn. The four royal guards briefed me on the protocol as I was taken to the Jalen's judgment throne. The doors opened, and I was taken through the main aisle. As I looked around, it was very beautiful. The peace was amazing. I saw many citizens of Affabel walking around. I knew some of them who had graduated a couple years earlier. The place is beyond description. My turn came to stand before Jalen, and I saw him. His face was full of mercy, yet stern. Now I know that Jalen exists. I'm not confident that I will receive positive judgment. I wish I should have believed in Jalen, but it was too late. I'm very nervous, and my heart is filled with terror and fear. The big assembly was present there as well. Jalen asked me to give an account of my life, and my life was shown to me, and everything was reviewed in front of the whole assembly. Every word, every act, motive, and intention were revealed to me and everyone. My denial of Jalen, making fun of everyone who believed in Jalen, and choosing the life of walking on the path of the Dark Lord Dagon. Once my life was fully reviewed, Jalen asked the royal scribe, "Is Independence name found in the Book of Life?" And he answered, "No, my lord." I tried to argue with Jalen that this is a mistake. You are merciful. How could you do this to me? You should really consider giving me a citizenship of Affabel. Jalen said, "I'm merciful and loving, and that is the reason I cannot let you impure and unholy behavior be polluted, Affabel. This cannot happen." This was Jalen's judgment for me. The dead know nothing. They have no further reward. No are they remembered. Whatever they did in their lifetime, loving, hating, envying, is all gone. They no longer have a part in anything. Evil have no future. Their light will be snuffed out. Right after this, my hands were tied, and I was taken to a place where I would be put in a dark land of lone. This place is very scary. There was screaming and crying coming out of the place. This truly was lonely and dark. This judgment was final and permanent. I was very angry with Jalen.
So that is the judgment that Independent received. And that was the final judgment and a everlasting judgment based on Independent's life. And so let's quickly go to Deceived and find out Deceived's judgment.
Oh, a few hours have passed now. I'm sitting in the Hall of Justice. I saw some people taken away for judgments before Jalen. With me were faint heart and double life. I was hopeful that I would receive positive judgment along with others. Others became hopeful. I saw four royal guards coming into the Hall of Justice, and they called my name. I was very nervous. I told my friends that it's now my turn. The four royal guards briefed me on the protocol as I was taken to Jalen's judgment throne. The doors opened, and I was taken through the main aisle. I looked around. It was very beautiful. Peace was amazing. And I saw many citizens of Affabel walking around. I knew some of them who had graduated a couple of years before. Places beyond description. As I was walking, I saw someone I knew in Endo. His name was Ruthless. He was a very wicked man and did very bad things that you can imagine. I was really surprised to see him here as a citizen of Affabel. I wanted to talk to him and find out how he is here in Affabel. I asked permission of the royal guards, and they gave me permission to talk to Ruthless. Ruthless told me that Jalen changed his name to Reconciled 2 weeks before he was called for judgment. He said he happened to go to dinner at Charity's restaurant, and she paid for his dinner that day and asked him to stay back so that she could speak to him. They spent 2 hours together, and she explained to him about Jalen, his love and salvation, and why he should give his life to Jalen. He said his heart was changed and he surrendered to Jalen, and he changed my name to Reconciled. He said he had given me the citizenship of Affabel. Oh, I was really surprised at this. As I walked towards the judgment seat, I became more convinced that Ruthless can be here I'll be given a place as well. I came to face with Jalen, and the big assembly was present there as well. My life was shown to me. I did not keep boundaries in my relationship with my girls, friends. My motives in business dealing were not good and pure, and I was involved in slander and gossip. I tried to convince myself that none of these things mattered because I believed in Jalen and professed my allegiance to him. Once my life was fully reviewed, Jalen asked the royal scribe, "Is deceived name found in the book of life?" And he answered, "No, my lord." I was in denial and could not believe this. Jalen then announced his judgment. "You have been found guilty of denying me. You are to be taken to the forsaken land of Lon to spend the rest of your life in the torment of utter darkness, hopelessness, and loneliness." I said to Jalen, "How have I denied you? I believe in you. This is a mistake." Jalen said, "Did you not listen to when your teachers warned those who claimed they knew Jalen and they denied him by the way they lived?" I tried to explain, but I attended all the community gatherings in Aurelia and I did talk about you. Jalen immediately said to me, "Why did you call me Lord, Lord, and yet don't do what I tell you?" I didn't have an answer for this. I was then escorted to the place, the land of Lon. There was a big hole and I could hear people screaming and crying, and I knew that was my final place.
So, deceived, believed in Jalen, did everything, but really did not live his life according to Jalen. And that is the justice, or that is the judgment he received. So let's go to faint heart and really understand from faint heart what was her judgment experience.
Like everyone, I was asked to go and face judgment. The same thing happened to me. I was called into the hall of justice. I was surprised that I was not called to the hall of life. I thought I will have positive judgment because I was so passionate and enthusiastic. I tried to explain this reality to Jalen, but there was no change. My name was not in the book of life. My life review included bitterness, loss of faith in Jalen, anger, victim mentality, and thinking that I can harbor anger in my life because I'm a victim. Jalen gave me his judgment. "You are sent to the land of Lon. You forgot my warnings through your teachers. Such will be the spread of evil that many people's love will grow cold, but whoever holds out to the end will be saved. I too was then taken to be put in the land of Lon forever. Before I was taken to the land of Lon, Jalen said this to me, 'If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only the fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.'"
So that was faint heart. And some of the people in this world, including faint heart, things have gone wrong. They have been done, you know, wrong things have been done, and they feel that they're victim. And so they feel that because they're victim, they can live anyhow and still find heaven. And because I'm a victim, I have a freedom to do wrong things in my life. And they keep doing that. And at the day of judgment, all it matters is how you built your life till the end. And so also double life, that's me, was found in the hall of justice as well. amongst independent, deceived, faint heart. And man, I kind of looked at these people's judgment, and I thought maybe faint heart will go to Aphabel. Because, you know, she's a victim, and she has been done wrong. And, you know, deceived, went to the church and, you know, professed the faith in Jalen and all those things. And he was very verbal about it. And it just looked like his life was just all put together. Yet he was given a judgment which took him to the loan, you know, land of loan, that is hell. And I said, man, I lived a double life. I know what I had done wrong. So maybe I have a more responsibility. I taught all the laws of Jalen, and I know everything about Jalen and how you're supposed to live. So I have knowledge-wise, I know everything, but I deliberately chose to live a life which is contradictory to the will of Jalen, that is God. And as I stood there, and I was waiting at the hall of justice, my heart started to pound. I said, for sure, all that I did as a teacher and teaching and giving the Jalen's name to everybody, that's not probably going to count. So as I faced Jalen, sure enough, he says, man, you must get a severe judgment because you knew how to live life. You taught other people how to live life, and yet you never lived like that. You will be put to the darkest part of the land of loan. And that is your judgment. So I tried to argue with Jalen. I said, Jalen, but I taught so many people. Because of my teaching, some of the people from Endel has found a citizenship in Aphabel. Does that not count? That doesn't count. It is your life that matters, not because of you who has found Jalen's love and become citizen of Aphabel. That is their life because they have made the decision to do that. You may be instrumental to that, but it is the judgment about your life, and you have chosen to live a life which is not pleasing to me, and you have to go to the land of loan. And so that was the judgment that was given to me. I was very sad, I was very angry, and I expressed that anger towards Jalen as I was taken to the land of loan. When I arrived to the land of loan, I saw there was a big hole there. And as they were opening that hole and putting all these people for their final judgment, there was a darkness that I had never seen. The people there were screaming and crying and desperately trying to get out of that. And they were saying that I may probably every time that hole opens, that entrance of that land of loan opens up, they are probably hoping to get out of there, to see the light, to see, you know, because it was very painful. But there was no hope for them. And I was about to go there for eternity, forever and ever, because I did not live my life pleasing to Jalen, that is God. And that was my judgment. So here is what it is, friends. The Word of God says this in 1 John chapter 4 and 17. And we talked about that last week. And let me read that again. And it says, and as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence, because we live like Jesus here in this world. And we went into the length last week talking about how the love of God is grown in our life. And it is simple. It is putting our faith in Jesus and really taking the direction from him in our life in everything we do. You may be the mayor, you may be the land developer or a house seller as a businessman, you may be the car salesperson, a beauty salon person, or you know, teacher's assistant, or restaurant owner, or anything else. How do we live our life? It is extremely important. It is not about that, it is nothing to do with a Christian religion. It is not a religious thing. It is to do with your life and what God wants through your life. He wants to give you an eternal life in heaven. It is about that. It is not even about the church and how many number of people are going to attend the church. It is not about that. But it is about your life and my life. And at the end of our life, where do we find ourselves? It is, everything is about that. And the Word of God, which is there for us, when we come together as a worshiping, it is a way to draw us closer to him so that we can live our life pleasing to him. And the love of God grows in our heart. The way it grows is when we have a relationship with God. When we have a relationship with God, we understand what he asks us to do. And when we obey him, the love of God grows in our heart. And when we die, and the love of God is being grown in our life, we find ourselves, and we don't have to worry. We can face the judgment with confidence. It is possible. God understands our humanity. You know, God is not concerned about our human errors and our human failures. But God is concerned about whether you have, you know what God is saying in your life and you deliberately says no to him, that is where the problem is. You know, friends, I hope you think about this during this week and weeks together and commit your life truly to Jesus, because let's not pretend. God knows everything. We talked about that a few Sundays ago. God knows everything. What is going on in your heart, in the deepest corner of your heart, he knows everything. He sees everything. So let's be honest before him, commit our life, and try to live life that is pleasing to him. That is what it matters. So I hope this is the word of God today for us. I hope this has given us enough to kind of think through about my life. Let's focus. This week, I want to challenge you to focus on your life and your life alone. If you want to talk to some of us about that, you know, we can get together and have more discussions about that and really understand what it is all about. So let's bow our heads today and give thanks to God. And next Sunday, it won't be like this, but we are going to learn about selfish and charity later on during some of those weeks and what happens to them. But let's bow our heads today and give thanks to God and ask God to really help us to really think about the things that we heard today. Father in heaven, we praise you, give you thanks, O God. We come before you today. Father, it's not about, your word is not about scare tactics. It is just presenting the truth. This is what it is. And you are not forcing none of us to really follow you. You are just presenting the truth. We are free to do whatever we want to do in this life. We can choose to live our life dishonest ways. We can choose to live our life in disobedient to you. We can choose to live our life however we want to live. But oh God, you love us so much. And that is the reason you want to give us the truth. And as we know the truth, we want to change our life, oh God. We want to commit our life to you. We want to live our life in obedience to you, oh Father. And oh Father, you don't make things impossible in our life, but you help us to live our life in obedience to you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to commit ourselves, our thoughts, our heart to you. And oh Father, direct us, lead us, and guide us. As we come back next week, we are going to learn more about the realities of life and how this eternity looks like. And oh Father, give us the heart and mind to really focus on that and really learn about that, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we go in peace today. Give thanks to God and enjoy your day today and celebrate with the family and with the friends as we go in peace today. Blessings. Thank you. Thanks.